This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
73 degrees and sunny in Chapel Hill, Carborough, 71 degrees in Hillsboro. Nice out there right now. It is going to be hot and possibly rainy later today. Highs around 90 with a 30% chance of late afternoon rain. 8:05 here at WCHL Studios. I'm Aaron Keck filling in for Ron this morning. I'll be filling in for him all week long as he takes some much-needed R&R. Well, you could see a change in the North Side neighborhood as landlords who rent property there are suing Chapel Hill over a parking regulation. Mark Patmore is the owner of Mercia Rental Properties and one of the landlords suing the town. What he's challenging is a limit put in place by Chapel Hill last fall, limiting the number of cars that can be parked in front of North Side properties to 4 vehicles per residence. 6 vehicles for duplexes and triplexes, 5 street parking permits per lease for renters. A state superior court has already denied the motion to get rid of Chapel Hill's rule, but Patmore says that is expected, and the case needs to go to the state Supreme Court because it is a state issue.
That authority comes from the state, so that's where it belongs, which will be not in superior court or appeals, but in Supreme.
On the other side of the case, Benjamin Sullivan is the attorney with Parker, Poe, Adams, and Bernstein, who's representing Chapel Hill. He says there is precedent for even the state Supreme Court to side with towns when it comes to parking restrictions.
Towns and counties have had parking regulations in one form or another, and those have been challenged based on the idea that they were beyond the authority of the local government that adopted them. And our Court of Appeals and our Supreme Court have said, no, those are regulations that are within the zoning powers that local governments have in North Carolina.
And Sullivan adds that although parking is not included in the zoning statutes, it is still within a town's legal authority to make regulations like the one Chapel Hill did with Northside.
The zoning statutes are intentionally very general. They're a pretty broad grant of authority, and it's up to the town, cities, and counties to decide which regulations are appropriate.
Patmore, on the other side, says that Chapel Hill's restrictions on parking not only hurt him as a landlord, but also force visitors to homes in Northside into an unsafe situation where they have to park away from the residence and then walk there, possibly alone or at night.
I think every resident in this town has the right to be able to park at their home if they have the place to park.
Part of Chapel Hill's parking limit in Northside was designed to prevent visitors and others from parking on lawns and crowding up yards and streets. Hudson Vaughn is the associate director of the Jackson Center. That's Northside's community development center. He says before the parking limit was put in place, there was a high volume of cars being parked on Northside property.
It felt in the neighborhood like a lot of the front and backyards of houses were turning into basically parking lots.
Now, Vaughn says there are still parking violations, but overall, the neighborhood looks a lot better.
There's a lot fewer cars, and the cars are often parked more in the back now, and there's tighter regulation that landlords are putting on for front yard parking, for the look of things.
Patmore says when he built rental property in Northside, the town required him to put in a parking area, not so much use now.
I went ahead and constructed that parking area. Now, 10 years later, they're turning around and saying, I did a good job, but now you can't use it.
And at trial, Patmore also argued that the fines imposed by the town for the parking violations are unfairly distributed because they go to him and not the residents doing the actual parking itself. Patmore says he passes the fines on to his tenants and includes in his leases that tenants must obey the parking ordinance. And Sullivan says this method of fining actually better enforces the parking limit than directly fining the renters themselves.
The landlords have the ability to regulate what their tenants do better than we can. It's a more effective enforcement mechanism if the property owners are held responsible by the town because they're in a position where they can have these lease agreements with their tenants and can control what their tenants do.
But Patmore says he sees it a little differently.
It's arbitrary and capricious. They're fining the landlord or the owner of the property for something that he absolutely has no control over. I have no control over my tenants when they have visitors over.
Still a controversial issue, and Hudson Vaughn says the issue with parking in Northside is symptomatic of property in the neighborhood being over-occupied by student renters.
It's all connected to just the impact that student rentals in particular are having, especially when there are more than 4 students.
Violating the vehicle limit results in a $100 fine from the city, with an additional $100 for each day the excess car remains. Well, the UNC Board of Governors recognized our former governor James Holzhauser and honored his life with an award in his name at last week's meeting of the board. UNC System President Tom Ross says Holzhauser was a great leader with an influence on many.
This university and our entire state lost a consummate public servant. A source of infinite wisdom and a true statesman this summer with the passing of Governor Jim Holzhauser.
Holzhauser served as governor of North Carolina from 1973 to 1977. He also served on the board of governors for the UNC system for more than 30 years, where many members have said they valued his thoughts and practices.
I always told people that Governor Holzhauser should have been named Mr. E.F. Hutton, because when he spoke, truly, everyone listened. In word and in deed, he personified the true meaning of statesmanship and servant leadership, and our university had no greater friend or stronger ally.
To honor the former governor, the board voted to change the name of their public service award to the Governor Holzhauser Award for Excellence in Public Service. That award was originally created back in 2007 to encourage, identify, recognize, and reward public service by faculty of the university. Holzhauser exemplified many of the characteristics that the award represents, and Board of Governors Chair Peter Hahn said words do not describe the loss.
President mentioned in his remarks we lost a giant in June. And a man who epitomizes public service.
Not the only giant lost. The board also recognized another board member that recently passed, Julius Chambers. Chambers was a civil rights attorney for many years, along with serving as chancellor of NC Central University. For more information from this week's Board of Governors meeting, you can visit our website, chapelboro.com. Turning now to other school-related news, as the summer draws to a close, high school student-athletes are gearing up for competition once again. However, the recent tragic deaths of student-athletes related to undetected cardiac conditions, including a high school football player here in North Carolina last month, have prompted schools to focus even more on preventing these tragic events. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
At the high school level, really making sure we're looking at those physicals and talking to kids about any problems that they may be having and things that our athletic directors and coaches are really good at honing in on, things that add to different kinds of health issues.
That's Scarlett Steinert, coordinator of Healthful Living and Athletics for the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School System. She says the system has policies and procedures in place to help spot warning signs of cardiac problems before the student athlete can take to the field or court.
The most important thing I think that we have done here in Chapel Hill Carver City Schools is that we have full-time trainers in our high schools. And our trainers talk to our students and educate them about current issues.
The system also follows guidelines set forth by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association. Steinert says a student has to undergo and pass one physical every year with a physical form that is mandated statewide. During the physical, doctors will ask a series of questions to identify if the child has symptoms related to a heart condition such as significant shortness of breath, dizziness, and/or chest pain. If the child has those symptoms, it is an immediate red flag and the doctor will recommend further testing. She also suggests that the student athletes have a family physician who are familiar with their medical history.
Really what to look for if there's any changes in an athlete. If you've never had headaches and you have a headache, how important it is to seek medical attention, whether it be letting mom or dad know, hey, this is happening, or letting a trainer know, or letting your doctor know.
Evan Raines, a 16-year-old junior defensive end from Fayetteville, collapsed on the football practice field on August 3rd and later died. The Fayetteville Observer reported that Raines' father said hospital officials told him that his son died of cardiac arrest, though questions still surround his death. Ronald Roos, a South Carolina teenager, died of cardiac arrhythmia suddenly during his homecoming football game last October. He was a week short of his 18th birthday. Dr. Julie Monaco, medical director for the Orange County Health Department, explains that incidents like this make it even more critical for children to have a sports physical, which is more thorough than just a well child check. She says all children who are physically active, not just a high school student athlete, are encouraged to undergo them annually.
We do specific screening questions of the patient to risk stratify the patient for cardiac-related issues. The main cardiac-related issue that we tend to focus on and we want to rule out is something called idiopathic hypertrophic cardiomyopathy.
Monaco explains that condition causes a thickening of the heart muscle and affects about 1 in 500 adults. She says it is more prevalent in males and affects athletes who play high-intensity sports such as basketball and football. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 8:15. Time now to keep things going with Our first look this hour, traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Right now, traffic in Chapel Hill Carborough looking okay. 15501 Fordham Boulevard and C54 all moving smoothly in all directions through town. I-40 eastbound a little bit slow moving, it looks like, between NC55 and the Durham Freeway. Exits 278 and 279 in southeastern Durham. So be on the lookout for traffic there. Nothing too bad, and otherwise the interstate's looking pretty good right now. I-40, at least, when I refer to the interstate. I-85, not so much. Don't usually see very bad traffic there, but this morning we have an accident from last hour that was shutting down a couple of lanes of traffic on I-85 northbound. This is heading from Hillsboro towards Durham and still causing some major traffic backups, even though the lanes are back open. So if you're traveling from Hillsboro towards Durham on I-85, expect to see some pretty significant delays. That traffic will get better as we get through the hour as the lanes are back open, but some congestion will continue for quite a while. Otherwise, traffic in Durham is okay. 15501 and the Durham Freeway all looking good in both directions. It's just that stretch of I-85 they got to worry about. If you're seeing anything that we are not reporting, though, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior right now or throughout the rest of the morning news. Call us in the newsroom at 967-8363, or you can send us a tweet at WCHL when it's safe to do so, of course. And this weather report is brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. It's at Tobacco Road Sports Cafe in the East 54 Shopping Center. Right now we're looking at 74 degrees as our temperature in Chapel Hill Carborough, 72 in Hillsboro. Temperature very slowly picking up as we get into the day. Sunny skies all over the place. It's going to be a nice morning, but the temperature will get up to around 90 degrees in the afternoon. Heat index could be pushing 100, so again, one or two more hot days before the temperature begins to cool off. Careful out there if you're going to be outside for a long period of time. The clouds will move into the area throughout the day, and later on this afternoon we'll have a 30% chance of rain, possible thunder shower in the mix as well, so be on the lookout for that. Overnight lows tonight down in the lower 70s with mostly cloudy skies, and that slight chance of rain continuing into the evening and tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow we'll have mostly cloudy skies all day with a 60% chance of rain. Best chance of heavy rain will be in the afternoon hours. We could see a thunderstorm. Highs once again in the upper 80s, maybe not quite 90 degrees, but close to it. And then on Wednesday, we'll start a cooling trend that will continue through the weekend. Partly sunny skies on Wednesday with a 40% chance of morning rain, clearing up in the afternoon. Highs only around 80. And then for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll end the week and get you through the weekend with cooler weather, decent chance of rain pretty much all 4 days. We've got a chance of rain every day this week, so keep your umbrellas handy. You're going to need them at some point. Highs for those 4 days, though, will only be in the upper 70s. So we've got today and tomorrow to get through with this heat. And then the temperature will drop quite a bit as we get into Wednesday. That will stick around for the rest of the week. 8:18 is the time here at WCHL Studios. We'll take a quick break now, come back with more local news plus WCHL Championship Sports on the way next.
Lots of magazines and websites have best of lists, but how many let you decide the top spots around your town? After all, it is your town. Chapelboro Shortlist is a monthly award for the best location in a certain category around town, decided totally by you. It's time now for submissions for the best place for back-to-school shopping. Submit your entries at chapelboro.com, and then starting next Tuesday, we'll compile the top submissions and post them for you to vote on. On the last Tuesday of the month, we'll announce the winner and overall top five based on your votes. Visit chapelboro.com and check out the shortlist.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
My name's Don Bassnight. I'm with Weaver Street Realty, and I've enjoyed my work there for over 20 years.
Don Bassnight isn't one of the people who started Weaver Street Realty, but the company was less than 10 years old when he joined.
I remember seeing their float in the Christmas parade, and that standing out as being local and just a little bit different than a normal real estate company. And I also love the fact that they loved land and Hall River property and Carborough, having grown up in Chapel Hill and Carborough. I like like to celebrate how that really feels like one town. There's seven of us, and five of us are either owners or managers. And it's not that different than our community here in Orange County, with Chapel Hill and Carrboro having two governing bodies. And we also have to listen to, obviously, our county commissioners, and the University of North Carolina has a say in what we do here, and OWASA has a say. So this real consensus building community in Weaver Street Realty is that way. We're in it for the long haul, as proven by the fact that I'm one of the newest agents there, and this is my 21st year. And there is something to be proud about having longevity. People come back to you and go to you for your knowledge, but you also have to stay up on what's going on.
Don Basnight at Weaver Street Realty in Carrboro. It seems he's always been a part of this community.
That's true. I've realized recently that with my over 10 years in my family's hardware business and over 20 years with Weaver Street Realty, I'm right at 31 years selling something on Main Street of Carrboro. I've lived in Chatham County and Orange County and Durham County. Went to school in Guilford County. But I've always come back to Chapel Hill, and I love that.
Get in touch with Don Basnight. You know where to find him. Weaver Street Realty in Carrboro.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like ourlocaldeal.com.
8:21 is the time here at WCHL Studios. Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz this morning. I'll be filling in for him all week long as he takes some much-needed time off. Good to be with you on this fine morning. Well, you won't see a new charter school in Chapel Hill Carrboro this year or next, and the Howard and Lillian Lee school supporters now have to start from scratch. According to the Chapel Hill News, a request to delay the school's opening until 2014 was denied by the State Board of Education. Lee Scholars was originally expected to open in August of last year after receiving approval from the state to fast-track its opening. A 48,000-square-foot building was scheduled to be constructed on a 7-acre parcel of land in Carrboro called Claremont South. And that property is being developed by Omar Zinn of Parker Lewis LLC, who can't lose. It was recently rezoned from residential only after approval by the Carrboro Board of Aldermen. The school was granted an extension to open this August instead, but delays in finding a temporary building or developing a permanent one forced the school to seek another extension to next year, and that, of course, was denied. In March, the school's managing company, National Heritage Academies, also announced that it would no longer be overseeing the school. The board of directors for Lee Scholars will now have to start the process over, applying for an all-new charter. Well, Moral Monday protesters are taking their second break, just their second break, in the movement that is now more than 3 months old. Now, Reverend William Barber, the president of the North Carolina chapter of the NAACP, says he's moving on to the next step, and that would be coordinating Moral Monday demonstrations in each of the state's 13 congressional districts. He held the first one last week in Asheville. That one attracted thousands of demonstrators. More demonstrations are planned next Monday, August 19th, one in Charlotte, and another one 350 miles to the east in the coastal community of Manteo. They're also planning protests across the state on August 28th, and that would be the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights March in Washington, where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech. Meanwhile, court appearances for the 925 people who were arrested at the legislative building in Raleigh are still being held and ongoing, and some of the protesters' lawyers say the first appearances alone could stretch into 2014 with all the people who have to make court appearances. And in other news, an Obama administration report says the cost of weather-related power outages is rising as storms grow more severe and the U.S. electric grid gets older. That report calls for increased spending on the nation's electrical power system. Power outages cost $18 to $33 billion a year, according to the report. That figure has been rising steadily over the past 20 years. And in years with severe storms, like last year's Superstorm Sandy, the figure can rise to $40 to $75 billion instead. The White House report says spending to make the grid stronger and more flexible will save the economy billions. Thunderstorms, hurricanes, blizzards, and other extreme weather caused 58% of all outages since 2002. Still feel like that should be more, and 87% of outages affecting 50,000 or more customers. All right, time now for WCHL Championship Sports. We begin in track and field news, where Shalane Flanagan led the field's pace for nearly half of the race, ultimately placing eighth in the 10,000 meters at the 14th IAAF World Championships yesterday evening in Moscow. Flanagan ran 31 minutes and 34.8 seconds as the highest finishing American, ahead of teammates Jordan Hesse and Amy Hastings, who finished 12th and 14th respectively. Ethiopian Tirnesh Dibaba regained her crown as the 10,000 meter world champion, though she took the race in 30 minutes 43.35 seconds. Vikas Gowda, 2006 Tar Heel alum, also competing in the world championships in the discus event. And Panthers coach Ron Rivera says backup fullback Mike Zordich has torn the ACL in his left knee and will be placed on injured reserve this week. Rivera made the announcement after yesterday's practice at Wofford College. Zordich was facing an uphill battle already for a spot on the 53-man roster. He was injured in Carolina's preseason game Friday night against the Chicago Bears. Carolina did win that game 24-17.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Whatever happened to all those colorful college coaches of yore? This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. I remember the good old days in the ACC and college athletics when the coaches did not like each other and made no bones about it. Sure, some coaches had some tact, but Stormer Norman Sloan was always needling Dean Smith, and Lefty Dozell once accused a South Carolina player of punching him during a mid-game melee. Even Smith got into it on occasion, once saying that his two black stars, J.R. Reed and Scott Williams, had a higher combined SAT score than Duke's Danny Ferry and Christian Laettner. It was to prove one of his many points about racism. Thought we had one of those good old coaching spats last week when TCU's Gary Patterson zinged the Mad Hatter from LSU, Les Miles, about a decision Miles made on how to treat star running back Jeremy Hill, who had been arrested for simple assault. By the way, the same player who had already been charged with sexual misconduct on a 14-year-old girl, obviously a great kid. Miles said he would let a team vote decide whether Hill would play in the opener against, guess who, TCU. The Horned Frogs' Patterson saw that as the joke it is when he jumped Miles for the self-serving decision. Of course the players are going to vote Hill onto the field. They want to win, and having their star back might keep them from losing. But Patterson backtracked the next day when his agent, who happens to be Miles' agent, intervened, and Patterson said he wasn't necessarily talking about the LSU situation, but the policy in general. Well, that's absurd because of who did it, who said it, who's playing who on opening day. I'll tell you, I liked it a lot better when coaches didn't have agents. Who were Sloan's agents? Lefties. Deans. Jim Valvano didn't have an agent. He was his own representative, cutting deals left and right and joking about them along the way. Patterson had blasted Miles because he already suspended his own star, defensive end Devontae Fields, for the first two games for violating team rules. My whole team would have voted Devontae back on the field because they want to win, Patterson said, but that doesn't teach any life lessons. Apparently, the only life lesson Miles wants to teach is winning at all costs, unless, of course, he gets a pang of consciousness or a call from his athletic director. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
The Orange County Public Library in Hillsboro has expanded its hours. The library is now open Monday through Thursday from 9 to 8, Friday and Saturday from 9 to 6, and on Sundays from 12 to 6. Also new, up to 5 DVDs can be checked out at once. Better yet, you can keep the DVDs for 7 days. Stop by the Orange County Public Library and take advantage of the new services and expanded hours. For more information, call 919-245-2525.
This is Mark Brown of Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, your local CPA and advisors. Running a business requires wearing a lot of hats. We can help you plan and run your business effectively, from buying a business to the legal and tax structure to setting up efficient accounting processes. We help guide you through any and all questions so you can concentrate on what matters most, your business.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
It's the most anticipated event of the year for Triangle executives and management teams, the 5th Annual North Carolina CEO Forum, a business leadership event designed to stimulate new ideas you can put to work in your company. This year's theme is Innovation Across the Organization, with featured speakers General Colin Powell and John Chambers, CEO of Cisco Systems. The NC CEO Forum takes place August 22nd at North Ridge Country Club. Go to nccoforum.com to see a full list of speakers and to request an invitation to the event. That's nccoforum.com.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like OurDeal.com.
Half past the hour here at WCHL. If you're out there on the roads, I-85 northbound, still slow moving between Hillsboro and Durham. If you're headed from Hillsboro towards Durham, earlier accident had shut down a couple of lanes of traffic. The lanes are back open, but the congestion remains. This weather report is brought to you by Glass Half Full. Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun, too. It's all online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. 75 degrees now in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 73 in Hillsboro. Mostly sunny out there. That is going to change eventually. We'll have nice weather in the morning, clouds moving in the afternoon. 30% chance of rain late in the day with a thunder shower possible. Highs around 90. Overnight lows in the lower 70s. More of the same tomorrow. Mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 80s. Good chance of rain.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on Chapelboro.com.
State, I'm Heather Bosch. Do the crime, do the time. But the Attorney General wants to put an end to some of those lengthy mandatory drug sentences. CBS's Jan Crawford reports.
Attorney General Holder is going to announce the change later today at a speech before the American Bar Association. He's going to make the case in moral and economic terms, saying, according to the prepared remarks that we've seen, too many Americans go to too many prisons for far too long and for no good law enforcement reason.
Lynn Lyman with the Drug Policy Alliance agrees federal prisons are crowded beyond capacity.
This system of mass incarceration that is costing our government a tremendous amount of money is not returning these people to the community better than they went in, and is destroying the families and the communities that they come from.
Holder is still expected to back tougher penalties for violent offenders and those who have ties to organized crime or gangs. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
8:32 here at WCHL Studios. I'm Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz this morning, as I will be for the rest of the week. Ron taking the week off to enjoy some much-needed R&R. Going to be with you on the Monday morning news today. You could see a change in Northside neighborhood in the future as landlords who rent property there are suing Chapel Hill over a parking regulation. Mark Patmore is one of the landlords suing the town. He's the owner of Mercia Rental Properties. He's challenging a limit put in place by Chapel Hill last fall, specifically limiting the number of cars that can be parked in front of Northside properties. 4 vehicles per residence is the limit. Duplexes and triplexes allowed up to 6 vehicles. Renters can get 5 street parking permits per lease. A state superior court has already denied the motion to get rid of Chapel Hill's rule, but Patmore says that is actually expected, and the case needs to go to the state Supreme Court because it's a state-level issue.
That authority comes from the state, so that's where it belongs, which will be not in superior court or appeals, but in Supreme.
Benjamin Sullivan is the attorney with Parker Poe Adams and Bernstein LLP, who's representing the town of Chapel Hill in this case. He says there's precedent for the state Supreme Court to side with towns when it comes to parking restrictions.
Towns and counties have had parking regulations in one form or another, and those have been challenged based on the idea that they were beyond the authority of the local government that adopted them. And our Court of Appeals and our Supreme Court have said, no, those are regulations that are within the zoning powers that local governments have in North Carolina.
And Sullivan adds that although parking is not included in the zoning statutes, it is still within a town's legal authority to make regulations like the one Chapel Hill has made with Northside.
The zoning statutes are intentionally very general. They're a pretty broad grant of authority, and it's up to the town, cities, and counties to decide which regulations are appropriate.
Patmore, on the other side, says that Chapel Hill's restrictions on parking not only hurt him as a landlord, but also force visitors to homes in Northside into an unsafe situation where they have to park away from the residence and then walk there, possibly alone or at night.
I think every resident in this town has the right to be able to park at their home if they have the place to park.
Part of Chapel Hill's parking limit in Northside was to prevent visitors and others from parking on lawns and crowding yards and streets. That was a problem earlier. Hudson Vaughn is the associate director of Northside's Community Development Center, the Jackson Center. He says before the parking limit was put in place, there was a high volume of cars being parked on Northside properties.
It felt in the neighborhood like a lot of the front and back yards of houses were turning into basically parking lots.
Now Vaughn says there are still parking violations, but overall the neighborhood looks quite a bit better.
There's like a lot fewer cars, and the cars are often parked on the back now, and there's tighter regulation that landlords are putting on for front yard parking, for the look of things.
Pat Moore, on the other hand, says when he built rental property in Northside, the town required him to put in a parking area. Not much use now.
I went ahead and constructed that parking area. Now, 10 years later, they're turning around and saying, I did a good job, but now you can't use it.
At trial, Pat Moore also argued that the fines imposed by the town for the parking violations are unfairly distributed because they go to him as opposed to the residents doing the actual parking. Pat Moore says he does pass the fines on to his tenants and includes in his leases that tenants must obey the parking ordinance. Sullivan, for his part, says this method of fining better enforces the parking limit than directly fining the renters themselves.
The landlords have the ability to regulate what their tenants do better than we can. It's a more effective enforcement mechanism if the property owners are held responsible by the town, because they're in a position where they can have these lease agreements with their tenants and can control what their tenants do.
But Pat Moore says he sees it a little differently.
It's arbitrary and capricious. They're fining the landlord or the owner of the property for something that he absolutely has no control over. I have no control over my tenants when they have visitors over.
Vaughn says the issue with parking in Northside is symptomatic of property in the neighborhood being over-occupied by student renters.
It's all connected to just the impact that student rentals in particular are having, especially when there are more than four students.
Some buildings going up to alleviate that issue in the future. Violating the vehicle limit results in a $100 fine from the city, with an additional $100 for each day the excess car remains. All right, time now for your news around town, beginning with UNC. Our local university will be performing new studies into osteoarthritis as the National Institute of Health is giving UNC a $5.6 million grant to build a multidisciplinary clinical research center. With arthritis being the number one cause of disability among the elderly, the center will study the causes of arthritis as well as study osteoporosis, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and others. The center already has two research studies ongoing. One of them looks at ways to improve the quality of life for those with knee or hip osteoarthritis. The other one looks at the risk factors for ACL damage in military cadets. In Hillsboro, utility crews are installing a new water line to improve your water service inside the town. That could affect traffic, though. The work can possibly close lanes between Mayo Street and Patriots Point Drives, to be on the lookout for that. Utilities say the project can take 6 to 8 months to complete. Back in Chapel Hill, the town is holding an information session on the proposed changes to land use regulations in the Ephesus Church Road, Fordham Boulevard area. Changes to the area were proposed as part of the Chapel Hill 2020 plan and talked about much before due to the vacant and underdeveloped sites in the area. Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard are also both along transit corridors, hence the interest in redevelopment. The information session will be held at 7 p.m. next week, Monday. Actually, no, 2 weeks from today, August 26th. In Room B of the Chapel Hill Public Library, Leah Einsweiler of Code Studio will explain the regulatory changes. That's your news around town. You can get those stories again by visiting the news around town link on our website, chapelboro.com. It's 8:38 here at WCHL Studios. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more local news, plus the commentators and what you're saying on the street. That's on the way next after this.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The UPS stores at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard, next to the Chapel Hill University Inn.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind.
Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There is no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInn.com.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Hi, I'm Mike Benson, Chapel Hill class of 85 and owner of North Carolina's most unique and eclectic restaurants, the Southern Rail, right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Built out of vintage railroad cars and the original University train station, we serve lunch and dinner and brunch on the weekends. We are open 7 days a week and offer free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Feast in a 1930s dining carriage and watch a train go by, or enjoy a fresh mint julep in the incomparable bar car, the Southern Rail. It will take you back.
It's Mystery Train by Elvis in the background. 8:40 is the time here at WCHL Studios. We've got the commentators and what you're saying on the street coming up in just a couple of minutes. You won't see a new charter school in Chapel Hill Carrboro this year or next, and the Howard and Lillian Lee school supporters have to start from scratch. This, according to the Chapel Hill News, a request to delay the school's opening until next year was denied by the State Board of Education. Lee Scholar School was originally expected to open in August of last year after it received approval from the state to fast-track its opening. A 48,000-square-foot building was scheduled to be constructed on a 7-acre parcel of land in Carrboro called Claremont South. That property is being developed by Omar Zinn of Parker Lewis LLC. It was recently rezoned from residential only after an approval by the Carrboro Board of Aldermen. The school was granted an extension to open this August instead, but delays in finding a temporary building or developing a permanent one forced the school to seek another extension to next year. That was denied. Also, in March, the school's managing company, National Heritage Academies, announced that it would no longer be overseeing the school. So the board of directors for Lee Scholars will now have to start the process over, applying for a new charter. Moral Monday protesters taking a break in the movement that is now more than 3 months old, only the second break they've taken since the movement began back in late April. Reverend William Barber, the president of the North Carolina chapter of the NAACP, has said he's moving on to the next step, which is coordinating Moral Monday demonstrations in each of the state's 13 congressional districts. First one was last week in Asheville. That one attracted thousands of demonstrators. There are two planned for next Monday, August 19th. One of them is in Charlotte, and another one is 350 miles to the east in the coastal community of Manteo. They're also planning protests across the state on August 28th. That's the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights March in Washington, where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech. Meanwhile, court appearances for the 925 people who were arrested at demonstrations in front of the North Carolina Legislative Building in Raleigh are still being held, and some of the protesters' lawyers say that first appearances alone could stretch all the way into 2014. 8:43 at WCHL Studios, the commentators and what you're saying on the street coming up next.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
You wouldn't start a home repair project without the right tools, and if you're starting your own business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business startup toolkit that includes a private mailbox, packing services, flyers, brochures, business cards, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business startup toolkit today at the UPS stores. We love small business and we love logistics.
The University Stores on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Matt Hughes. In North Carolina, we're at a crossroads. Our state's legislature has decided to not invest in education. Our biggest selling point to the rest of the world to create jobs and prosperity here while investing in our people. The latest budget dismantles public education in North Carolina by spending millions of public dollars to pay for a voucher scheme, cuts nearly $500 million from public education over the course of 2 years, fires thousands of teachers and teachers' assistants, takes away career status, also known as tenure, from teachers, and 10,000 students will stand to lose financial aid to the UNC system and the community colleges. Not to mention the continued elimination of the North Carolina Teaching Fellows Program, which recruited the best and brightest students to become the most effective teachers in our state's classrooms. And it's not just about the cuts in education, but the divestment in those who will educate our children. An educational theorist, Ken Robinson, said, "There's no system in the world or any school in the country that is better than its teachers. Teachers are the lifeblood of the success of our schools. What incentive is there for new and young teachers to enter the classroom? A first-year teacher currently is paid $30,800, and there have been virtually no pay increases since 2008, thereby ensuring North Carolina is close to last in teacher pay. New teachers with a master's degree will not receive a pay increase starting in 2014. That's after they took out thousands of dollars in student loans to become a licensed, highly qualified teacher with the hope of earning a little extra pay. Not to mention that some districts have cut back their local salary supplement. In education, it's not always about money. It's about the resources and support available to teachers to carry out their mission. It's about the ability of teachers to have individualized lesson plans for students who need it. It's about our willingness to not only invest in our students, but our teachers as well. We cannot put students first if we put our teachers last, because we will fail to lure the best and brightest into the classroom to mold, prepare, and guide the minds of our future." This is Matt Hughes.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Michael Pappage. A new study finds that North Carolina has the least amount of access to high-speed internet in the nation. We hit the streets to find out what you think.
Susan Evans, Chapel Hill. I think that they should try to improve that.
Bill, Chapel Hill. I'm just really surprised at that, because North Carolina is a pretty big state and a lot of people, so I'm surprised.
My name is Jean Lemkow from Chapel Hill. Well, I think that's unfortunate, and I would be interested in whatever public policies are making that the case.
Christine in Durham. I had no idea, but I'm not surprised, I guess. Some of the rural areas, probably very difficult to get access. It's unfortunate. I don't know what the correct way of resolving that is.
What do you think about only 17% of North Carolinians having access to high-speed internet?
Sherry Duncan, Leesburg.
I guess I am surprised. I would be very surprised to know that.
Jillian, and I live in Chapel Hill.
I would not think that. We have some, you know, pretty metropolitan areas and some pretty big cities and lots of universities here. Kind of shocking, actually. Last is pretty shocking.
My name is Rodolfo Galvin. I live in Durham. I think it sucks because, you know, a lot of the stuff that's out on the internet, to put out job applications, you need to go on the internet. There's a lot of useful things that are on the internet that a lot of people don't have access to, and it's a shame that the statistics are that low for this state.
I live in Chapel Hill. My name's Don Rourke. I think it probably bothers younger people, older people not as much. We're not as much of a hurry as younger people. I get the internet as well as I want to.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
You fell in love with her on your first date. That dinner at the Greek restaurant that lasted for 3 hours. Your waiter could tell something special was happening. He kept smiling, bringing you water and coffee long after your plates had been cleared. And at the end of those 3 hours, well, this was way different from anything you'd ever felt before. She was different. At night's end, you wondered if she was the one for you. Today you know she is, and you realize that she's yours for the asking. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. When you are ready to ask her to share forever with you, come see us. We have the rings, from classics to contemporary, vintage to custom. We have the diamonds, from round to princess to cushion cut, and we will take the time you need to help you find the ring that is perfect for the asking. Then it's on to the moment that you have been imagining, and so has she. Grimble Jewelers, she's yours for the asking. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Elliott and Franklin.
For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
All right, 8:49 is the time. Time now for another look at traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit. Right now, again, the trouble spot, really the only one in the area, is on I-85 northbound. If you're traveling from Hillsboro towards Durham, an earlier accident now taken care of, had shut down a couple of lanes of traffic. The lanes are back open, but the congestion remains, so there's been stop-and-go traffic on that stretch of road pretty much all hour. So might still be a good idea to find an alternate route around that area. Traffic should be getting better fairly soon, but it's still going to be pretty bad for the rest of the hour and into next hour as well, so be on the lookout for that. That's, again, I-85 northbound from Hillsboro towards Durham. If you're traveling on that road. Otherwise, things are looking good. I-40 moving smoothly in all directions through the Triangle. 15501 Fordham Boulevard, NC-54 looking good in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Durham traffic otherwise fine. Just that one bad stretch of road. If you're seeing anything else that we're not reporting, you can still be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL or call our newsroom 967-8363. And your weather report is brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the Station Bar and Beer Garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Right now, 76 degrees and sunny in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 74 in Hillsboro. Nice morning it's going to be. It's going to cloud up a little bit in the afternoon, though. We'll have a 30% chance of rain later on in the day. Thundershower possible late in the afternoon, early evening. It's going to be a hot one again with highs around 90, heat index pushing 100, so careful out there. Overnight lows tonight down in the lower 70s with that slight chance of rain continuing. Tomorrow, another similar day, mostly cloudy skies all day with a 60% chance of rain, again, mainly in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, overnight lows down in the upper 60s, and then the temperature will drop for the rest of the week. Temperatures on Wednesday will be around 80 with a slight chance of rain. That's going to be the story for the rest of the week as well. Well, it is that time of day. Time now to ask for the word of the day. Wayne Pond gave it to us about an hour ago. If you remember the word, the spelling, and the definition, give us a call now in the studio, 919-929-WCHL, and you can win a gift card to Cruisers.
Moyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Julie McClintock is a former Chapel Hill Town Council member, and these days, most people know her as Chair of the Friends of Bowling Creek. Julie McClintock is today's WCHL Hometown Hero because she cares about our community and cares enough to get involved.
I am proud of Chapel Hill and Orange County and Carrboro, too, because we're all part of the community here, and creeks run through all of our towns. They're connected in a way that maybe some of our human relationships are connected as well. I'm proud that over the years, Orange County has actually acquired land so that we can have woods to walk in as this area grows so quickly. We have a wonderful stormwater management division in Chapel Hill that we all pay for, but we also are doing great things, planning to protect our creeks, because if we don't protect our creeks, we're not going to have a future water supply that will be at all affordable.
Julie McClintock loves living in Chapel Hill because others are involved too.
We're well known for everybody having an opinion, and a lot of people get involved.
She says one reason Chapel Hill is a great place to live is that others before her have planned well.
Back in 1985, we did something called a land use plan. It sounds very dry, but we said, let's get together with Orange County and Carrboro, and we know we're going to grow, so let's try to do it in an orderly way. So we got together, and there were a lot of exciting conversations and negotiations. But as a result, we came out with, this is where the edges of the town are going to be. This is where the rural buffer will be. This is how we're going to operate with each other. So I'm very proud of that. We were forward-thinking in that way. That doesn't mean that everything's perfect. We've got a lot of challenges ahead.
Julie McClintock, we appreciate your community involvement.
I think when I first came to Chapel Hill, I didn't come until 1970, and that may seem a long time ago, but it doesn't to me. I remember listening to WCHL after the political campaigns, and I just sensed that there was such a wealth and tradition here in this community. It was just exciting as a newcomer.
Julie McClintock, formerly an elected official, now working hard to preserve our local resources as a member of Friends of Bowling Creek. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
And congratulations to Doug Brown of Hillsboro, who had today's word of the day, courtesy of Dr. Wayne Pond. The word was sank, C-I-N-Q-U-E. I thought it was what a French person does when they're trying to cheat at Scrabble, but instead it is an actual word. It's a noun. It's the number 5 on a die, the 5 dots on that side of a die or a pair of dice. So congratulations to Doug Brown, winner of a $10 Cruisers gift card. We'll do it all again tomorrow, so tune in to us for that. And because this is rare, special congratulations again to Christine Shooter, a double winner earlier today, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz and our gift card giveaway. So she is the recipient of $85 worth of stuff from us here at WCHL today. Congratulations to her. 8:55 is the time. We'll take a 2-minute break and come back with one final look at your weather report.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like ourlocaldeal.com. This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Hey, 57 is the time here at WCHL Studios. This is Aaron Kack filling in for Ron Stutz today. I'll be with you for the rest of the week. Good to be with you today, and enjoy the rest of the week as well. Again, Carolina Panthers victorious on Friday, 24-17 over the Chicago Bears in the preseason game, but it was costly for several Carolina Panthers, including backup fullback Mike Zordick, who is fighting for a spot on the roster no longer. He tore the ACL on his left knee. He's going to be placed on injured reserve this week. James Dockery, a cornerback, broke his thumb during the game. He won't be out for quite as long. He's going to need surgery, according to Coach Ron Rivera, but he'll be back in a couple of weeks. Wide receiver Armonte Edwards also strained his hamstring during the game and could miss a few practices. They did get the win, though, 24-17. One final look at your weather report. And again, if you're just joining us, be careful out there on the roads if you're traveling on I-85 between Hillsboro and Durham. From Hillsboro to Durham, there's still quite a bit of congestion out there as a result of an earlier accident. This final weather report of the hour is brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys in Meadowmont Village. Right now, it's 78 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 76 in Hillsboro. Sunny skies, and the temperature really beginning to pick up now. It's going to be around 90 today, so another hot one to get the work week started. We will have nice weather this morning. Clouds moving in the afternoon, though. We'll have a 30% chance of rain later on in the afternoon, possibly a thundershower as well. Overnight lows in the lower 70s tonight with a 30% chance of rain, and then tomorrow, 60% chance of rain, mainly in the afternoon. Thundershowers possible, mostly cloudy skies all day, and highs in the upper 80s. Time now for CBS.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business is.